people say, Amen. Brothers and sisters, please remain standing for scripture reading. Today we will be reading from John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, please be seated, and we will invite Ru Lan Shimu and Deacon Yi Qi as the interpreter on stage.
Dear
brothers and sisters, shalom.
Yeah, 刚过的星期天，我参加了毕业典礼，我正式毕业了。
Last Sunday, I just had my graduation ceremony, and I have officially graduated.
我谢谢弟兄姐妹们给我的鼓励，我非常感激教会给我的支持，这七年的学习非常的宝贵。
Thank you, dear brothers and sisters, for the encouragement you have given me. I'm very grateful for the support from the church. Yeah. These past 7 years of studying has been incredibly valuable.
Yeah, 扩大了我生命的容量, 而且经历神的恩典是够用的。
Expanding the capacity of my life, and I experience God's sufficient grace.
我感谢神一路的看顾保守和供应, 还有我亲爱的家人, 我的丈夫, 还有我的孩子们, 给我的支持和帮助。
I'm thankful to God for His protection and provision along the way, as well as to my dearest family, my husband and my children for their support and assistance.
我愿意在我人生的最后一段旅程继续被神使用, 愿神悦纳我这个微小的献上。
I'm willing to be used by God in this last lap of my life's journey. May God be pleased with this small and humble offering.
我们先一起的祷告。
Let us pray together.
主耶稣，感谢你道成了肉身，住在我们中间, 满有恩典和真理。
Lord Jesus, thank you for becoming flesh and dwelling among us. You are full of grace and truth.
Yeah, 你成为我们学习的榜样。
You are the role model for us to imitate.
恳求圣灵开我们的心窍, 赐给我们亮光。
May the Holy Spirit open our hearts and illuminate us.
让我们不论是讲的和听的都能得造就, 生命得建立。
So that we may be edified and our lives be built up both in speaking and in listening.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告, Amen.
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.
Okay, 今天是母亲节，一个非常有意义的日子。
Today is Mother's Day, a very meaningful day.
Yeah, 母亲节是我们纪念母爱、感恩母亲无私奉献的时刻。
Mother's Day is the time when we commemorate maternal love and give thanks to our mothers for their selfless dedication.
因此，今天的信息是要特别献给我们可敬可贵的母亲们。
Therefore, today's message is specially dedicated to our honorable and precious mothers.
说到这里，是不是在场的小弟兄们，或没有做过、还没有做母亲的姐妹们，就要离开呢？
At this point, you might wonder if the brothers here, the young brothers here, or even the sisters who have not been or are not yet mothers, should they leave their seats?
哦，不是的，因为我们都有母亲。
Not at all, because we all have mothers.
Yeah, 我们都可以领受神对我们的心说话。
And we can all receive God's words to our hearts.
因此我邀请在这里的每一个人在这个特别的日子里,
Therefore, I invite everyone here on this special occasion
一同体会和支持母亲们在柔和恩典和真理的旅程中的努力,
to empathize with and support mothers on their journey of needing grace and truth.
首先, 我要分享见证。
First, I would like to share a testimony.
Yeah, 传统上, 华人家庭的教养模式是以严父、慈母两个角色来运作。
Traditionally, the parenting model in Chinese families operates with two distinct roles, a strict father and a loving mother.
近年来父亲的角色也有很大的变化。Lion mom就是虎妈，改变了母亲原有的角色，所以也有了严母慈父的运作方式。
In recent years, the role of parents have also changed considerably with the lion or tiger mom, changing the role of mothers and creating a strict father, kind father approach to parenting.
这两个教养模式都强调父母个别在家中扮演的角色。
Both of these parenting models emphasize the separate roles that parents play at home.
一个黑脸，另外一个就是白脸。
One being the black face and the other being the white face.
也就是说，一个家长扮演严厉的角色，对孩子的行为进行规范和惩罚。
That is to say, one parent plays the strict role regulating and punishing the child's behavior.
另外一名家长就扮演慈爱的角色，在管教孩子时给予更多的妥协，还有保护，撒羊撒羊这样。
While the other parent plays the loving and 撒羊 role, offering more compromise and protection when disciplining the child.
所以你们同意吗？这是否也是你们家庭的运作方式？
Do you agree? Is this also how your family operates?
我的原生家庭就是传统的严父慈母。
My family of origin was the traditional strict father, loving mother model.
我的父亲的生肖是属老虎，他在家中啊就挂了这幅他画的老虎像。
My father's Chinese zodiac sign is a tiger, and this is a painting that he painted, a tiger that he painted. He hung it at home.
Yeah, 这个是我哥哥刚刚从 storeroom 找出来。
This is what my brother just dug out from his storeroom to take a photo for me to use today.
所以当时这幅画让我们这些 不懂事的孩子啊望而生畏。
And every time we as naive and young children look at it, we felt very intimidated.
Yeah, 父亲在家的时候每个孩子都是乖乖的。
Whenever my father was at home, every single one of us behaved very well.
不敢胡乱吭声，怕惹到父亲生气，就要挨鞭子。
We did not even make a sound for the fear of angering him and getting whipped.
Yeah, 虽然我的父亲管教很严，可是在我的记忆中啊
，Although my father was very strict, I don't ever recall.
我自己从来没有因自己不听父亲的话而被父亲打。
I don't ever recall me myself ever being beaten up by him for disobeying him.
我想哦，当初我的生存之道就是听话，乖乖做当做的事。
I suppose my way of survival back then was to be obedient and do what I was told to do.
可是说真的，我的内心是非常的害怕的。
But honestly, I was very afraid inside.
我常常提心吊胆。
I was always fearful.
担心几时做错事会被打。
Worried about when I might do something wrong and get beaten up.
我真的不喜欢父亲这样凶。
I really did not like my father being so fierce.
所以我会避而远之。
So I would always avoid him.
尽量不要太靠近父亲。
And tried not to get too close to him.
我更不想父亲在家。
And I preferred not having him at home.
至于我的母亲，她是典型的慈母。
As for my mother, she was the typical kind and loving mother.
小时候，不论环境、家庭经济有多艰难，在我的记忆里，我的母亲从来没有对我们发脾气或打我们。
As a child, no matter how difficult the environment or my family situation was, I don't recall my mother ever losing her temper at us or hitting us.
在我13岁读中医的时候
When I was 13 years old and in secondary one,
我的父亲突然心脏病爆发去世
My father passed away suddenly from a heart attack.
那年我的母亲才40岁
That year, my mother was only 40 years old.
我的姐姐如意中学毕业在工作
My elder sister, Ruyu, was working after graduating from secondary school.
我哥哥在读高中，我的两个妹妹在读小学。
My elder brother was in high school, and my two younger sisters were in primary school.
母亲和姐姐承担了养家的重担。
My mother and older sister took on the burden of supporting the family.
所以母亲没有学历。
My mother had little education.
只是一两年的读了一两年的书，但是她很好学。
She only attended school for a year or two, but she was always eager to learn.
在我懂事以来，我就看到妈妈爱看报纸，遇到不会的字，她就请教人。
Ever since I can remember, she loved reading the newspaper and would always ask others for help with words that she didn't know.
And 父亲在世的时候，母亲就有为人做衣服来帮补家用。
While my father was still alive, my mother would already be making clothes for others to help with the household expenses.
我父亲离世的时候，除了继续日夜的车衣做衣
After my father's death, in addition to continuing to sew clothes day and night,
我母亲还需要帮人带孩子赚取家用。
My mother also had to take care of other people's children in order to learn a living.
当我长大后
When I grew up,
于是我与母亲闲聊的时候
During a casual chat with my mom,
母亲告诉我
My mother told me that,
父亲离世后其实有好些人要做媒。
After my father's death, there were quite a few matchmakers
问我母亲要不要再嫁
who asked my mother if she wanted to remarry.
可是我的母亲拒绝了
but my mother refused.
因为我的母亲担心我们会被欺负和受委屈
because she was worried that we would be bullied and mistreated.
那时我的母亲还没有信主，但是她已经活出牺牲的爱。
At that time, my mother had not yet believed in the Lord, but she had already lived out a sacrificial role. Love.
为了孩子，我妈妈甘心的为自己的未来放弃为自己的未来设想的机会。
For the sake of her children, my mother willingly gave up the opportunity to plan for her own future.
可是往后的生活对我母亲来说是非常艰难的任务。
However, life thereafter was a very difficult task for my mother, not just...
不单是经济的问题，还有管教的问题。
Not just financially, but also in terms of discipline.
一向来我妈妈只做慈母的角色。
She was usually always playing the role of a loving mother.
如今我的母亲需要承担白脸和黑脸两个角色。
But after that, she had to take on both the white face and the black face.
我们这些孩子在父亲去世后，就好像从笼子里面被放出来的小鸟。无拘无束的，我们就去探索这个世界。
After our father's death, we as children were like little birds released from a cage, exploring the world without restraint.
我母亲无法管得住成长中的孩子。
And my mother could not control her growing children.
这个时候，我的母亲非常有压力。
At that time, my mother was under a lot of pressure.
她的甲状腺出了问题。
She had thyroid problems.
需要吃药。
Needed medication.
我母亲也开始会骂孩子了。
She began to start to scold her children.
她也拿起了藤条
She picked up the cane
但是她凶不起来
But she couldn't be fierce
她会大声喊
She would shout loudly
数一声
Counting one
两声
Two
然后两声半
Two and a half
然后呢她拿起藤条
And then she would pick up the cane
但是她也只是打桌子
But she would just hit the table, the chairs
打地上打墙壁
The floor and the walls
她总是不忍心打在孩子身上
She always couldn't bear to hitOn the child.
这样的管教方式苦了自己也无法管得住进入少年期的妹妹们
Such a way of discipline was hard on herself and she couldn't control my younger sisters who were entering adolescence.
当我回顾母亲在我生命中的影响力
When I reflect on my mother's influence in my life
我感恩母亲无条件的牺牲
I'm grateful for her unconditional sacrifice
奉献一生把我们养大
And her dedication to raising us.
And 我母亲满足了一个慈母的角色。
My mother fulfilled the role of a loving mother.
这是我母亲的故事。
This is my mother's story.
现在我要讲我自己做母亲的故事。
And I would like to now talk about my own story as a mother.
我在21岁那年信主，是家中第一个信主。
I became a believer at the age of 21. I was the first in my family to do so.
我在静平大概三岁初，静慧一岁半的时候，我就辞职，全时间在家。
When 静平 was about 3 years old and 静慧 was about 1.5, I resigned from my job to be a full-time homemaker.
在老二静慧12岁那年，我又生了老三静阳，全职母亲直到今天。
In the year 静慧 turned 12, I gave birth to 静阳, my third child, and have been a full-time mother ever since.
当我有了家庭，我也以为我要沿袭我父母严父慈母的个别角色来养育孩子。
When I started my own family, I thought I would inherit the individual roles of strict father, loving mother from my parents in raising my own children.
我想做慈母。
I wanted to be a loving mother.
我不想像我的父亲那样因管教而和孩子有距离。
I didn't want to be unlike my father, to be distant from my children because of discipline.
可是当时还很年轻的牧师哦。
But pastor who was still very young at that time.
他严厉不了。
He couldn't be strict.
他也要当慈父。
He wanted to be a loving father.
那怎么办呢？
So what to do?
我只好兼顾严母的角色。
不变咯， I had to take on the role of a strict mother as well.
虽然如此。
Despite this.
我们夫妻都渴望以神教导的方式养育孩子。
Both of us yearn to raise our children in the way God teaches.
Yeah, 建立基督化的家庭
and to establish a Christian household.
所以我们个除了个人在信仰学习成长
therefore, in addition to our own personal growth in faith,
我们也很努力的学习以基督的信仰来培育我们的孩子
We also strive and work hard to learn how to nurture our children with the faith of Christ.
特别是做母亲的我啦
Especially me as a mother.
我看了很多书，也上了不少课程。
I have read many books and attended numerous courses.
在我摸索的过程中
In the process of my exploration,
我终于发现了
I finally realized.
原来主耶稣给了我们一个好榜样。
The Lord Jesus has already given us a very good example.
Yeah, 这节经文就让我们看到主耶稣是满有恩典和真理。
So this verse shows us that Jesus is full of grace and truth.
主耶稣是严父，也是慈母。
Jesus is the strict father and also the loving mother.
他是白脸，也是黑脸。
He is the black face and the white face.
这给我很大的安慰和鼓励。
This has given me great comfort and encouragement.
而母亲这个角色却是最贴切反映了上帝主耶稣他的恩典和真理。
And the role of a mother is the most fitting reflection of God's grace and truth.
为何我会这样说呢？
Why do I say this?
首先
Firstly,
我们要认识什么是恩典和真理。
We need to understand what is grace and what is truth.
从圣经看来，恩典是上帝无条件的仁慈、宽容和慈爱。
From the Bible, we can see that grace is God's unconditional kindness, forbearance, and love.
以弗所书二章八到九节就清楚地说明了恩典不是基于我们的行为。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 9 clearly explains to us that grace is not based on our actions.
而是基于上帝的自由选择
But on God's free choice.
我们无法通过自己的努力赢得恩典
We cannot earn grace through our own efforts.
而是完全依靠上帝的赐予
It is entirely dependent on God's gift.
那真理又对我们有什么意义呢
So what meaning does truth has to us?
呀，真理是不变的绝对的事实
Truth is the unchanging absolute fact.
呀，真理是上帝的话语包括圣经中的一切的教导。
Truth is the word of God, including the teachings in the Bible.
呀，真理揭示了上帝的计划、人类的堕落和救赎的道路。
Truth reveals God's plans, humanity's fall, and the path to redemption.
呀，圣经中一直都有强调恩典和真理。
The Bible has always emphasized grace and truth.
从创世纪到启示录都展现了这些主题。
Displaying these themes from Genesis to Revelation.
接下来我们要看看圣经里面两个柔和恩典与真理的例子。
Next, we'll be looking at two examples in the Bible that need grace and truth together.
在旧约生命记第六章
In the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy,
我们看到这里我们看到关于上帝的恩典和真理的精彩描述。
Chapter 6, we can find a wonderful description of God's grace and truth.
我请一起以英语读给大家听。
I will read in English. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
这段经文让我们看到上帝嘱咐以色列人要谨守遵行神的话。
This passage shows us that God instructed the Israelites to carefully follow His words.
要牢牢地记住神的恩典，神的真理不可忘记。
Firmly remember God's truth and not forget it.
要第七节就特别强调父母的责任。
Verse 7 emphasizes the responsibility of parents.
要父母要把神的话透过不同的途径。
Parents are to use different means.
要不厌其烦地告诉孩子。
To tirelessly teach their children,
yeah, 让神成为孩子们日常生活的中心
making God the center of their daily lives.
我请一起念接下来的另外一段经文
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 10 to 12. When the Lord your God brings you into the land He swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a land with large, flourishing cities you did not build.Houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then, when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
这里提到上帝带领以色列人脱离埃及。
This passage mentions that God led the Israelites out of Egypt,
赐给他们美地。
And gave them a good land.
进入其他人已经建设开垦好的环境。
Entering an environment that others had already built and cultivated.
有所有的资源。
Having a lot of resources.
他们只是坐享其成。
Allowing them to enjoy the fruits of others' labor.
呀，上帝提醒以色列人。
God reminds the Israelites.
在恩典中不可忘记神。
Not to forget Him in the midst of grace.
所以从第六章的这两段连贯的经文
These two consecutive passages in Deuteronomy chapter 6
我们看到了上帝是柔和真理和恩典的 教导
Fully embodies God's teaching of needing truth and grace
在新约主耶稣是我们效法的榜样
In the New Testament, the Lord Jesus is our example to imitate
Yeah, 这两节经文就清楚地指出耶稣是有恩典有真理，而这恩典与真理在约翰福音第八章那个被捉拿的犯了奸淫罪的女人的故事中就得到一个很完美的体现。
These two verses clearly indicate that Jesus is full of grace and truth, and this is perfectly exemplified in the story of the woman caught in adultery in John chapter 8.
当这个犯了奸淫罪的女人被带到耶稣面前，
When this woman who was caught in adultery was brought before Jesus,
主耶稣并没有否认她的犯罪，
He did not deny her sin,
没有轻覆她的犯罪，
He did not trivialize it,
也没有为她的犯罪寻找理由来开脱。
And he did not look for excuses to absolve her.
主耶稣告诉妇人，
Jesus told the woman,
我也不定你的罪，
I do not condemn you either.
走吧，从现在起不要再犯罪了。
Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore.
主耶稣赦罪的同时要求罪人不要再犯罪。
While forgiving her sin, Jesus also demanded that the sinner do not sin again.
他糅合了恩典和真理。
He kneaded together grace and truth.
他体现了恩典和真理。
Embodied grace and truth.
他有怜悯，有公义。
Embodying both mercy and righteousness.
他是我们效法的榜样。
He is our example to imitate.
所以我们的生命也要因耶稣有恩典，有真理。
Therefore, our lives should also be characterized by grace and truth because of Jesus.
结合以上新约和旧约两个例子，
Combining the examples from both the New and Old Testaments,
我们的神是有恩典，有真理。
Our God is one of grace and truth.
虽然这两个概念是有些张力，
although these two concepts have some tension,
却不相互排斥，
they are not mutually exclusive.
相反，他们是相互补充和增强的，
rather they complement and strengthen one another.
我们既然是神所造，
since we are created by God,
也顺理成章的承袭了这些特质，
it is natural that we inherit these traits.
可以在生活中实践。
And we can apply them in life.
那母亲是如何体现恩典和真理呢？
So how does a mother embody grace and truth?
主要有三方面。
There are three main aspects.
母亲要成为孩子们的好榜样。
A mother should be a role model to her children.
既然是榜样，
Since she's a model,
母亲就需要先领受神的恩典和认识真理。
The mother herself needs to first receive God's grace and recognize the truth.
在信仰上不断的操练长进，
continually practicing and growing in faith，
这样母亲才有能力以自己的生命、行为和态度来展现恩典。
Only then will the mother have the capacity to demonstrate grace through her own life，
通过言传身教向孩子传递真理，
to be able to convey the truth to her children through both words and deeds。
第二，教师，母亲是将真理的种子播种在孩子心田的园丁。
A mother is also a teacher. She's like the gardener who sows the seeds of truth in the hearts of her children.
以他们的爱、耐心和理解来展示真理。
Displaying truth through her love, patience, and understanding.
不论母亲啊觉得称职或者不称职，
regardless of whether mothers feel competent or not,
母亲就是孩子的老师。
They are the children. They are the teachers of their children.
有时真理可能很难做到。
Sometimes truth may be hard to uphold.
因为真理和恩典之间是有张力的。
Because there is some tension between truth and grace.
可是若我们认为这真理对孩子的成长或未来是至关重要的话，
But if we believe that this truth is crucial for the growth and the future of our child,
那么母亲就要用爱说出真理。
Then the mother should speak the truth with love.
而不是牺牲正义，
Rather than sacrificing justice,
为代价来施以恩典，
As a price to bestow grace.
因为爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
For love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
所以，孩子们
，Therefore, children,
不要嫌弃母亲不厌其烦的提醒和警戒。
Do not resent your mother's persistent reminders and nagging.
在这个第三，就是帮助者。
Thirdly, as a helper,
在这个充满很多声音和混乱的世界中
，In this noisy and chaotic world.
母亲的存在就好像是爱、怜悯和力量的灯塔。
A mother's presence is like a beacon of love, compassion, and strength.
能够帮助孩子面对真实的世界。
Helping children face the real world.
母亲需要协助儿女。
Mothers need to assist their children.
拓展他们接受恩典和真理的能力。
In expanding their capability to receive grace and truth.
因此
，Therefore，
母亲要鼓励孩子在困难的时候也要说实话。
Mothers should encourage their children to speak truth even in difficult times.
做正直诚实的人。
Become righteous and honest people.
若孩子犯错。
If a child makes a mistake,
向他们施以恩典。
Show them grace.
以宽恕和接纳来体现神的恩典。
Embodying God's grace through forgiveness and acceptance.
现在我要请静平上来做见证，他会直接以英语说。
Now we invite Brother Jingping to give his testimony.
All right, good afternoon to one and all. It is truly my honor to be able to share my testimony with you all today, especially to honor my mom and what she has done for me. Okay, so when I was young, my mother often taught me good habits, discipline, and the importance of developing one's character. Since my primary school days, she always taught me before I started my day, I had to quiet time, piano first, then you go on to do your homework, and then finally go to play in the evening. Yeah, so she helped me build the habit of prioritizing God first, and then doing the hard task, which was playing the piano back then, and then the usual things that you had to do, and then finally your play or enjoyment. I grumbled a lot when I was young, and I couldn't see the purpose of learning the piano. Back then, when she was younger, she didn't have the opportunity to learn the piano, so she couldn't actually tell me what was I really learning for and what it would actually produce, right? So, but then, by her persistence and God's grace and a lot of money spent on piano lessons, thankfully, eventually, many years later, I can now serve on the worship team where the instrument has become more than just a trial, but rather something that I can wield with conviction and facilitating not just my own experience and expression, but also others' worship of God as well. So as an encouragement to everyone here, maybe today your parents might be putting, you might feel like your parents are putting you through something that is tough, something that seems unpleasant, something that you might not even be able to articulate a good reason for. I just want to encourage you with Hebrews 12:11, for it says, at the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Back then, learning the piano yielded the fruit of, you know, the skill of an instrument, but more than that, it also produced discipline in my life as well. So besides being a teacher, my mom was also a role model to me in many ways. As I grew up together with my dad, she would bring me along for various church events, prayer meetings, serving actively in church and also in the cell group, the church cell group that they led. So while the parents were having their cell group, they would also have one of the parents lead the younger children as well. So it was actually a very, very time-consuming and effortful cell group every week. So most importantly, one of the things that she modeled before me was how she willingly sacrificed her personal ambitions to serve God and her family by staying at home full time. In all my achievements, I know that I do owe it big time to her when she gave to me the best of her youth, her energy, her attention, sowing out of love into my life, to do the very menial things and making sure that she was always there for me when I needed her. With her meticulousness and her keen attention to detail, for those of us who know her, I believe she would have risen very far in a career should she have chosen to say, I don't know, do accounting or like become an audit partner or something like that. Yeah. Yet 30 over years ago, she consciously made that decision to invest into her kids, and this perhaps is the biblical principle that has left the deepest impression in my life, that the way to greatness is service, the way to gaining life is by giving it up. This is something that's very easy to say on the pulpit, to post on social media, but it's a very different thing when you try to consistently live it out, when you have to say no to things and give up on opportunities and your own enjoyment and luxuries in order to fulfill God's will and be where God wants you to be. So yeah, thank you, Mom. That said, this was not all a bed of roses. I am a sinful person and have let my mother down many times. Most notably was the period when I left God. that to recount that, let me share a little bit of my life before university. During then, I was serving actively in church, both on the worship team and as a youth leader. And I had thoughts of becoming a missionary doctor someday. I thought that my interest in science, together with my desire to help others, would fit harmoniously in such a vocation as a missionary doctor, and was therefore God's will for my life. However, I was quite naive about the whole process and preparation required to become one. Unfortunately, I didn't get the perfect score I needed for my A-levels, and although this reason was not explicitly disclosed to me when I failed to make it to medical school, I believe that was one of the biggest reasons, along with the lack of, you know, other relevant experience as well. And so that was something that I had completely banked my plans on. That was a plan that I completely, you know, really hoped to work. And when it didn't work, I was quite devastated that, and I felt like there was no plan. I had no plan B. I didn't know what to do after that. Actually, don't worry, Le Chen, ISE is still a good course. Le Chen is actually doing the course that I went through previously. Yeah, so I felt that God had let me down big time, even though right now, and so that was the first blow that was dealt to my faith when I felt like I could no longer reliably hear God's voice. For how can you have a relationship with someone or something that you cannot listen from, or that, and therefore, how do you even, you know, it'll always just be a monologue where you're just making prayer requests, right? Yeah, and so in the coming year in NUS, I became increasingly demotivated by church life. I felt like it was taking more from me than I was getting from it. School seemed a lot more attractive. I was thrilled to pursue the vast body of knowledge that the university had to offer. There was lots of activities to participate in, rather than just rereading the same book over and over again in church. Another thing that I couldn't shake off was how I had always grown up as a Christian and had never really evaluated the faith from the point of view of an unbeliever. And so I never really had an unbiased assessment of what the faith was as a non-Christian. Amongst these and a few other reasons I gave myself, I finally gave God the ultimatum that I was done with the faith. So I slowly informed my church leaders and put down the ministries that I was involved in. To me back then, I could see why people wanted to join the faith and become Christians, but I thought I didn't need it anymore, and that I could still be a good person without going through these time-consuming rituals on Sunday, doing QT, you know, serving and all of this other stuff, and also not to mention abstaining from certain lifestyle choices. I felt like I had all these friends who were happy and living good lives without God, so why can't I also do the same? When my mom heard of my decision, she was visibly saddened and tried to talk me through it. However, there wasn't much to debate about, because I wasn't wrestling with hard theological questions about apologetics, but I just simply wanted a different lifestyle. I mean, how do you convince someone like that, right? To give my parents some assurance, I told them at the outset that I would still be filial to them, I would avoid doing egregiously bad deeds. I even offered to go with them, go to church with them, even though at that point in time, I treated church just as an extension of my social circle. The worship to me was just like, you know, singing karaoke. And the friends were merely just another group of friends in my life. With all the extra time I had, I could do more things in school. I could do like more modules in school, pursue all the other CCAs and stuff that I wanted to, I felt that I would find significance from. As a young person born back then, I won't say how old I am right now, there were so many things to learn to me, so many things to try out, you know, places to travel to that seemed better than just coming to this corner in Geylang every Sunday, right? I started drinking my friends, and it brought me a lot of good memories with them, as we would, have a lot of fun at their houses, singing our heads off, and even learning, you know, about some of the ways the world worked that I've never been exposed to. However, over time, I noticed my heart gradually hardening, where what used to be able to move me to tears could no longer wet my eyes anymore. Whether it was a tragedy, a moving story, or even something that I was familiar with, my heart was hopelessly indifferent to that person or situation. It wasn't the biggest symptom, however, so I could still continue going with where I was. However, one of the biggest hurt that I would cause my family would happen on Mother's Day 2014, which was 10 years ago, during which I said some terribly toxic words that hurt my parents very deeply. That the Mother's Day dinner that night ended on the most like awful and worst note that you can ever imagine. My mom was crying, my dad was deeply hurt, and my sister also witnessed and was very shocked at the words that had come off my mouth. My parents spoke to me individually after the incident, and even in the midst of my defiance and stubbornness, I could see that I had detracted from my initial promises of filial piety and kindness to my parents, and that I no longer had that strength or power to overcome this sudden overwhelming urge to hurt them. Throughout all of this, my parents and the church community had still been praying for me. I don't want to estimate it, and if you were one of those back then, I want to thank you for that. My parents were so burdened by this trial of the unrepentant son that during a trip to Israel, they shared about this situation with much tears at the location of the Garden of Gethsemane. Just as Jesus prayed and sweat drops of blood at the peak of his trial, I believe my parents, especially my mom, who had given up her life to raise us, was bleeding from her heart as she poured out her relentless prayers for me. Imagine what it felt to have poured out your whole life for this person and only to have that whole investment seem to crumble before your eyes in an irreparable fashion at that moment, with no hope of, you know, turning back at that moment. Fast forward ahead, praise God that he eventually came through to me. It was a very gradual process with many points of wavering back and forth, although there were some key moments that got me to make a resolve to return. One of them was when I was attending a service at another church, and the words of the worship leader suddenly brought tears to my eyes, something that had not happened for the past 2 years. When I saw that the biggest gift that God has given me is not a good life, a good career, a pretty wife, money, health, but really himself on the cross, that melted away my heart-driving need to want God to do my bidding or to fulfill my need for significance. Over time, I came to see that God's voice and his will is unmistakably revealed to us through his word. It gave me the confidence to restart a relationship with God, one in which it isn't just a one-way monologue of me pouring out prayer requests to him, but one that I can also hear from his heart through his word. With that, my mom was eventually able to share her answered prayer and testify to God's grace and goodness towards us by bringing me back to him. I know that I'm still not perfect and still have a journey of sanctification to go through, but I trust that it is an upward stumbling and that God will lead me on to a life of greater holiness and devotion to him. Thank you, Mom, for patiently persisting in prayer, in faith, even when it seemed like I was never going to return to God. Thank you, Mom, for loving me in spite of my rebellion and choosing to confront me of my sins in truth, while graciously offering the path to reconciliation each time. Your example of sacrificial love through your modeling of grace and truth has, as James said, turned a sinner from the error of his way, saved him from death, and covered over a multitude of sins. Love you, Mom.
This is my son whom I once lost, but now I've found.
现在我想做一个呼召, 因为今天是母亲节,
I would like to do an altar call because today is Mother's Day.
当母亲要体现恩典和真理的时候,
when a mother tries to embody his grace and truth,
是有一个张力的,
there is a tension.
母亲向 孩子们说真理的时候,
when a mom speaks the truth to her children,
孩子可能不要听,
the children may not want to listen.
所以我想在座的弟兄姐妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters here,
你们有过这样的经历吗?
Do you have such an experience before?
你和你的母亲不合的时候,
when you are in conflict with your mother,
你母亲向你说真理,
your mother spoke the truth to you,
你不想听,
you did not want to listen,
你母亲还是一而再的向你施以恩典,
But your mother still continued to show you grace.
是你不配得的。
You did not deserve it.
但是她还是向你施恩。
But she still continued to show you grace.
所以当我们现在来唱这首诗歌的时候，我邀请你自动的来到台前。
So as we sing this song, I invite you to come to the stage front.
你自己向上帝来倾诉你对你母亲有的亏欠。
You personally speak to God and share with God how you feel that you've done your mom wrong.
或者你从来没有惹过你母亲生气。
Or maybe you've never made your mother angry.
你和你母亲的关系很好。
You have a very good relationship with your mother.
我也希望你来到台前。
I hope that you can also come to the front of the stage.
向上帝献上你最真诚为母亲的祷告。
And offer up your most sincere prayer for your mother. Offer up to God.
我们一起起立。
Let us all stand.
The greatest love.One could ever know. I'd all have claimed the cross and grave to find my soul. Until I see you face to face, and grace amazing takes me home, I'll trust in you. With all I am, I dare to see your kingdom come. And in my heart, I pray now that your will be done. Until I see you face to face, and grace amazing takes me home, I'll trust in you.I will live to love you. I will live to bring you praise. I will live a child in awe of you. You are the one.I call the universe to be. You are the whisper in my heart that speaks to me. Until I see you face to face, and grace amazing takes me home, I'll trust in you. I will live. Love you, I will live to bring you praise. I will live a child in awe of you.
Brothers and sisters, if you feel the prompting in your heart,
不论是你要来到台前来向上帝诉说你自己的困难委屈，
no matter whether you want to come to the front of the stage to confide in the Lord of how difficult it is for you,
或者你要为你的母亲来献上祷告，
or you would like to offer up prayers for your mother.
我希望你趁着今天是母亲节这个日子。
I hope you take the opportunity because today is Mother's Day.
不论我们的母亲是称职不称职
，No matter whether our mothers are competent or not,
她就是我们的母亲。
They are our mothers.
她付上了他们最宝贵的青春。
They sacrifice their most precious youth.
为的就是要帮助我们
in order to help us.
帮我们养大
to bring us up.
成为一个正直的人
to become a righteous person.
一个讨神喜悦的人
a person who delights, who the Lord delights in.
可能我们的母亲做得不够
maybe our mothers have not done enough.
做得不足
maybe they do not do enough.
有时候他们的话语或者是言行伤害了你们。
Sometimes their words and their deeds have hurt you.
我希望在这样的一个母亲节这个日子里面
，I hope that in such an occasion, Mother's Day today,
你愿意来到台前
，You are willing to take that step to come before the stage,
来向上帝祷告
，Pray before the Lord.
饶恕你母亲曾经可能对你做的
to forgive,
让你伤心的事情
to forgive your mother, your own mother for things that she may have said or done that have hurt you deeply
为你的母亲祷告
pray for your mother
若是你的母亲还没信主
if your mother has not believed in the Lord
我邀请你出来为你母亲
I invite you to come out
的救恩祷告
Pray for your mother's salvation
因为你的母亲需要认识真理
Because your mother needs to know God
她才可以施行恩典
In order to be able to bestow kindness
所以你要来到神面前为你的母亲祷告
So come before the stage Come before God to pray for your motherYour mothers need your prayers.
她才能做一个好榜样
In order to become a good role model for you.
你的祷告
Your prayers.
让你的母亲
Allow your mother.
也能够活出她生命中的美好
Be able to live out the beauty and the goodness in her own life.
所以我请你现在把握机会
So I invite you to grab this opportunity
在母亲节这个日子
In this occasion of Mother's Day
特别的日子
Special day
向神祷告
Pray to God
上帝听你们的祷告
God will listen to your prayers
我身为母亲我愿意要做一个好母亲
As a mother, I want and I'm willing to be a good mother
我愿意把最好的给我的孩子
I'm willing to give the best to my children
但是除非我能够在上帝里面
But only if I can remain in the Lord
我需要认识真理
I need to know the truth
我需要先领受上帝的恩典
I need to first receive the grace from God
我才能够对我的孩子来施行恩典 帮助他们认识真理
Then I'm able to bestow kindness and grace to my children and help them to know the truth
孩子母亲需要孩子的祷告
Your mothers need your prayers
我现在请你们开声的为你们的母亲来祷告
I invite you to pray out loud for your mothers now
To love you I will live To bring you praise I will live A child inBring
I invite
孩子们，若你的母亲在当中，去为她祷告。
If your mothers are here in this hall right now, go and pray for her.
哎，我请牧者为我们来到台前的这些来为他们祷告。
And I invite the pastors to pray for those who have come to the stage front.
或者是你们有一些领袖在当中的领袖
or leaders amongst us,
你们去为你们的组员们来祷告。
Pray for your members.
To bring you praise, I will lift a child in awe of you.
我希望你们能够把握这个机会，所以可能你们可以 pair up 两个两个
I hope you can grab this opportunity
为彼此来祷告。
Do pray with the person beside you in pairs. Pray for one another.
Amazing takes me home. I'll trust in you. With all I am, the world is the kingdom come. And in all my heart, I pray that your will be done. Until I see you face to face, and grace amazing takes me home.I'll trust in you. I will live to love you. I will live to bring you praise. I will live a child in awe of you.Child in awe of you.
You are the voice
that called the universe to be. You are the whisper in my heart that speaks to me. Until I see you face to face.And grace amazing takes me home. I'll trust in you. I will live to love you. I will live to bring you praise. I will live
As we put the lyrics back up, as we sing this song again, pray for your mothers. Your mothers need your prayers. Let us sing this song once again.
I will live to bring you praise. greatest love that anyone could ever know. And overcame the cross and grave to find my soul. But now I see you face to face, and grace amazing takes me home. I'll trust in you. With all I am, I live to see your kingdom come. And in my heart, I pray you let your will be done. Until I see you face to face, and grace amazing takes me home, I'll trust in you. I will live to love you. I will live to bring you praise. I will live a child in all.
Let's pray together.
You.
Whether you have come forward, you have not come forward, I believe there's something stirring in our hearts. Let's not neglect that. Let's not put it aside and respond to it. In whatever measure that you can respond, God will pour into our life His grace. That's how wonderful our God is. I just pray for two brothers over there. My heart was moved. Because I'm doing a father, I was also a son. I get the benefit of both sides of the table. Neither side is easy. Neither side is having a good time. But deep in our heart, we know we love one another. We really love one another. But somehow along the way, something messy turns up. We don't know why. Upset the whole equilibrium of the family, the relationship. And their discernment, their angst, their hurts in our life. And do that, I pray that God will remove it from us by His grace, by His blood, cleanse us, make us whole again. Would you open your heart? I'll pray for all of us. Dear Father, we come before you opening our hearts. Lord, we are wounded, we are injured, we are imperfect. There are many angsts. Lord, we are not happy inside. We are broken somehow. We try to expect our parents, or even expect our children to meet our need, to heal us. We demand them sometimes, and when they cannot do that, we get angry with them. There's mistrust, because we say that they don't understand us, they don't care about us. Everyone is busy to run their own life. God, all this, Lord, we bring before you and ask you. Lord, have mercy on us. Open our eyes to see. The Lord, that we should not continue to run like this. Rather, Lord, our family should run together with joy. We should run together, Lord, as one team. So I pray, Lord, for your healing. Pour forth by your own Spirit. The love of Jesus into our heart to forgive, to understand, to seek to understand. And we are being misunderstood, Lord, that we know that you understand. So I pray, Lord, that for healing upon all these young hearts. Lord, I pray for forgiveness that will release them, that no longer, Lord, that being held captive because of their resentment, but they'll be set free. Their life will flourish. Love will flourish again in the relationship in our family. So Lord, I pray for your Spirit to work a deep work of transformation in our lives, in our parents' life, in our children's life. That truly, Lord, that it is only you that we imitate. We're expecting great things from you. Not from one another. For only you can do that. So we pray for all our mothers here, parents, our children. Come and make us whole, Lord. Come and make us one. Let your healing stream flow into our life and let love flourish and your house will be established. We thank you. We bless you. We commit all to you, trusting whatever that we ask in your name.